good evening. Hi. Hi, how are you? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Rudd is here.
I am.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Robert?
Full of the chickens, full of the rice.
Full of, well, technically half a chicken and
you
rice.
Ate, how do you feel about yourself? You ate half an animal.
Yeah.
I hate to be a preaching vegetarian, because you have mentioned I'm vegetarian.
It's not great. I did realise, I was like, oh my god, like I thought of like a chicken.
Yeah.
Like a live
chicken.
Think
of an animal.
And I thought, oh god, half of that is like inside my body.
Yeah.
How mad is that?
You've got a chicken inside of you.
Yeah.
You sicko.
Did you know that some people have skeletons inside their bodies?
That's not
spooky.
Right,
I don't know what it is.
I know we're halfway through introducing a radio show right now. but, like, really random sidetrack. I read a meme the other day that was like, there's not a skeleton inside of you. You're a brain inside of a skeleton.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
Read that about 2 weeks ago and it's not left my mind. Like, we're inside the skeleton.
Well, our brain is.
Yeah, and we are the brain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's too much for me. That's too much. Starting the show off light, as always. Jesse, where we say you love me, and then...
An existential crisis. What is reality?
Revelations that were inside bones. Hope we're all doing well this evening. 2 minutes in of talking so far. Florian and Cormac Lloyd on the news desk, doing a beautiful job as always.
Thank you. Good evening.
You're here next week.
I am.
And then you're not.
And then I'm not for 3 whole Mondays.
You...
Many Mondays.
Working with you gives me serious attachment issues. Because, like, just as I'm warming back up to you, just as I'm like, oh, it's nice having Florina around, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just off to Peru for a month.
I'm not going to Peru.
And then I'm going to be in hospital for a further 2 months because I've eaten bad chicken.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Don't think it was chicken, sadly.
It's fine. If you hear Jesse Ware again within the next month, it's because Florina Cormac Lloyd has gone and I've not got a newsreader.
No, I'll find you a replacement, don't worry.
Okay,
or you can just have the auto news.
Never that.
I was going to do an impression, but then I decided it's probably best not to make fun of our station.
From Washington!
Why doesn't Rudd just do it?
Good question! Bloody good
Come
question!
On. Well, I'm sure it's a very...
Why doesn't Rudd do the news?
I can't read.
I can't read.
I know you're young, but damn, thought you'd pick that up by now. And I'm Rob Wong, yay! Everyone that's in the studio tonight, we're live on air until 9 o'clock. We're going to be playing some music. We've got Has It Aged Well coming up as well, where we decide whether a song that's a bit old still sounds good. We're going to be reviewing a local restaurant, as we always do every week, and we're on to something good this week.
We are indeed.
Rudd had a chicken, I had some cheese, we'll talk all about that. And Putney Boat Race as well, we'll cover that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow, local event that happened near the studio. Wow, vaguely. Pain in the arse to get to though, isn't it?
That was close to Streatham.
But, constitutionally...
What does that mean?
In terms of council boundaries,
according to the law of the land,
Putney is not Wandsworth. Is that what you just said?
I'm sorry, it's on the wall. I take it back.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does it say on the record?
Do you even Wandsworth Radio, bruh? Putney isn't Wandsworth.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
I'm glad you're going out. Do you get a better replacement while you're?
I'm coming back. I'm just a short break.
It's 3 weeks. Someone's doing well. Hearing Florina Cormac Lloyd sing along to that is the best thing ever.
Yeah, doing like the kind of Foco Transformer thing.
Yeah, the production-y bit.
It's like the bit in that song by the Chainsmokers.
Every Chainsmokers song ever?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Let me take a selfie.
Selfie.
Oh, that's such a good... Has it aged well?
Is that the Chainsmokers?
Yeah, that was their like debut.
Oh, and now they're everywhere.
That's
just what we had to sit through during that song. Give us a little blast.
I didn't even realise I was doing it.
Give us a little blast. So we want the...
I think it probably sounds better with the real music in the background.
Okay, I'll get you the real music then. Where is it? Who was it?
Forgot.
Martin Solveig.
Here it is. You can just drag it.
One of the many Martins that are around at the moment. I'm not in control of what I'm
doing. Wait for the drop. This is good, though, isn't it? I like this a lot.
This bit's all right. This bit's good.
And then it gets to the drop, and Florina goes mad for it. I'm not in control of what I do. It's like a kind of electronic scat, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing with that song by Mike Posner. The one that I have been listening to like on a loop recently. That one.
That's an old song. Yeah.
Mad for
last year.
How's it aged?
It was in 2016.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, old for going mad for it now.
Well, yeah, no, I don't know.
Late on it. Let's do Has It Aged Well, because it's 20 past 9 on Monster Threat. 20 past 8 on Monster Threat.
I was going to say.
Daylight savings happened just then.
Yes.
That's why.
Is that clock right or wrong?
I don't know.
Right.
That is right.
It is right, yeah.
I'm very surprised, actually.
I was,
someone's got it together and changed the Monster Radio clock. Not the sort of thing that normally gets sorted in a timely manner here at the station.
A timely manner?
Hey! It's a clock. Rudd got it. Let's do Has It Aged Well. It comes from Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, who I predicted that Rudd hates. I bet you don't like Macklemore.
No, I like Macklemore.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I think Thrift Shop's a great song, and I also think the other one that he did is a good song.
The other one.
What's
two,
the
two albums, huh?
What's the other like good one though?
Can't Hold Us.
Yeah, that one. That one's very good as well. But yeah, no, I like Macklemore.
This is from his second album. Do we remember Downtown?
I remember you and Chris were obsessed with it when it came out, that one bit.
We were mad for it, and I've not heard it in a little while. We did do a show maybe 2 years ago where we played it 7 times in a row.
That's what I'm talking about. No, that can't have been 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago this summer, I think. It was,
what, on this station?
Yeah. We started in February 2014. No, 2015.
2015, yeah.
And then I think this was around July 2015, maybe.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. You were a mere child.
That can't be right.
Apparently.
Play the song, because I'm pretty
Google
sure
it, Google it, Google it. Nope.
Okay.
No, I want this point made right now, live on air, front of the audience, public humiliation.
No, because I definitely knew you when it came out.
Yeah, I knew you 2 years ago. I was at your 19th birthday.
Were you?
Yeah.
This is really boring for anyone that doesn't know me
and
Rob.
When the song was released!
It was 2015.
There
yeah.
you go. Thank you. Thank you. Don't you ever speak out against me again.
Sorry. Apologies, dude.
That was so petty of me. Has this aged well?
Out of spite, I'm going to say no.
Head over to Wanted Radio on Twitter. Listen to the song. Let us know if it still sounds good or not. Cherry tomato in my mouth.
I did not enjoy that.
That was this week's Has It Aged Well, Macklemore and Downtown. If you want to let us know your thoughts on that, head over to @OneTruthRadio on Twitter and have yourself a little vote. We have a very mixed bag on the Twitter so far.
What's it saying?
Daria has been on. Thanks for listening, Daria. She's going to be guesting on the show next week.
Nice.
We were doing a collaboration. What do you call it at work? Do you just call it collaborating?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very business term, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We're going to be collaborating with another program next week. Oh, sorry. Wow. Sorry, hon. I've not got your mic on.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say it's quite an artistic term because music artists collaborate with each other.
I'm trying to think. What's the other stupid businessy term? Networking.
Synchronize.
Synchronizing. Yeah. This program will be collaborating with the Sunday morning team on Monsworth Radio. They very, very kindly offered me the opportunity to appear on their program, but it would involve me getting up at around 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
Ooh.
So I passed on that offer and just slid it as like, hey, why didn't you come to Wandsworth Radio on 8 p.m. on a Monday? That's a lot more of a sociable hour.
That's okay for everyone.
So Daria and Nick will be in. I don't know if she's Nick or Nicola or Nikki. I've never met her, but she's great. They're going to be in on our show next week. And as far as I gather, Daria is going to be bringing some food.
Oh, safe.
But it's... She does something on her Sunday morning. It's kind of... It's not traditional food. It's food with a twist.
What, like the chocolate bar?
We'll find out. All I'm saying is a couple of weeks ago on their show, they were eating mango crickets.
Oh.
So...
Oh. But that's a bit of a meme recently. Like, they've been everywhere.
But obviously... I've saved us all by being vegetarian.
Well done.
So I think I can't remember, she messaged me. It's like dried hibiscus or something.
Hibiscus?
I'm pretty sure
that's not a thing.
Yeah.
That can't be a thing.
So we'll find out next week, I guess. So stay tuned. That was just a massive promo for our show next week when we're collaborating with the Sunday morning crew. I'm excited for it. But back to Has It Aged Well. Daria says, yep, still hate the song.
Agreed.
On the other hand, Cyrus has been on, listening in Mumbai this evening. They're 5 hours ahead, so it'll be even later into the evening for them.
Oh my goodness.
I know, dedication to the cause. It's like 1 a.m. Oh no, it's daylight savings. They don't have daylight savings, so I think we're in four. I don't know. I think it's like 1 or 2 a.m. Hi Cyrus, hope you're doing well. Can you imagine handling this show at 2 a.m.?
Well, I mean...
It's clearly working for them.
Can you imagine listening to Jessie Ware on your own at 2 a.m.? Oh, actually, yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Don't pretend you've not done it before.
Welcome to my life. Yeah, last night. Cyrus says that it's a permanent banger.
A permanent banger, you say?
He says, I could feel it coming on and I had to wreck my whole room dancing like a madman. Like, that's how passionate he was about that song.
Well, I mean, if he chooses to sue Wandsworth Radio for damages...
damages?
Yeah.
We're
in
trouble.
We need
to make people sign a waiver because the bangers make you trash your room. Wandsworth Radio! I can't hear you. That was Laura Marling with Soothing on Wandsworth Radio from her new album. Apparently we're getting disapproval. Snobby disapproval. As soon as I put my headphones on, I get stabbed in the back by my team.
No.
To my face.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say we did it to your face.
Yeah, we did
actually.
It was before you had your headphones on that we...
Are you doubting my music choices this evening?
Yes! It's all just
was
been
that
a bit
not obvious?
Mellow. And then obviously a rubbish Has It Aged Well. So it's all just been a bit blech.
Wait, I mean, you need to
do you
hit...
Do you want to do it? Come on. Done. Do you want to do it? You can do a better job? What I want is a little bit of love and support.
You've got love and support.
And
it's just
too
your...
Much, too much too much.
It's just your rubbish music doesn't... Have I been swearing this?
No. You nearly did just there.
Okay.
Which, weren't we meant to remember that last week he said he would never, ever, ever
swear on the radio?
Yeah, no, because I nearly swore there.
Yeah, you did.
And I thought, actually, have I sworn this evening?
I'll listen back
to
the tape.
What's the forfeit if he swears? I think we should come up with something.
Although I'd really like to, if I have sworn, we apologise. So
how about we strip you naked and you have to run a lap around Battersea Park?
That's quite a long lap to do.
Yes!
I'm all right, thanks.
We get to chase you with a bell going, shame, shame! I'd be so up for that.
Yeah, no, I don't think I did. Otherwise, I wouldn't have stopped when I did.
No, it's fine. We went to the Putney Boat Race.
We did?
Yesterday afternoon. It was this really confused me because I thought it was a different boat race to the Oxford-Cambridge one. But no, it just starts at Putney.
Yeah, you keep calling it the Putney Boat Race. That's definitely not its name.
But that's what it's been called in all our press releases. So I've been reading the newsletters and it's been like, yeah, the Putney Boat Race, the Putney Boat Race. And then
I
got there.
It's just called the Boat Race.
Yeah, the Boat Race. In fact, this year it was branded as the Boat Racers.
Yes, because and last year.
And last year.
Yep.
So it was, of course, the male and female. Awful, awful. One of the ones with radio presenters completely cocked up.
Oh no, what happened?
On stage yesterday, I mean, I hate to highlight Wandsworth Radio's flaws, but but it is my rival for best male presenter at the One Sith Radio Awards, so I don't mind dropping in a minute. He said we've got the ladies' boat race at 4:35 and then the main event at 5:35.
No.
It's not okay, Craig McCauley. It's not okay to say that.
Hashtag everyday sexism, guys.
And that's the guy that won best male at the One Sith Radio Awards. I was runner-up.
Well done.
Second place for damn sexist. But yeah, it was a really good evening, wasn't it? Day.
What? Yeah.
We had a great evening as well. We went to
went to
Wagamama's and got
Wagamama's, as some call it.
Obviously a vegetarian one.
The vegetarian katsu. Oh boy! I was more tipsy than I anticipated as well. I only had two pina coladas and a rum and cola.
A pina colada?
Yeah, two.
Oh yeah, you did have pina
colada. On the riverbank?
Yeah.
Wow.
That pina colada was literally
so sweet.
Bubblegum in a can.
So sweet.
Unbelievable.
But really good evening. One Sith Radio did a decent job of broadcasting. We had some really good live acts on. Some mixed bag of live acts on. That 1920s group was legit.
I didn't really see any of the acts, unfortunately, because I was on the train back from Sheffield and didn't get there until about 5, so I kind of missed most of the acts. I saw a bit of Emma King.
She's good, isn't she?
She's very good. She's good. But no, apart from that, I didn't see much.
But yeah, everyone's kind of like, how was it? I've never been. I was surprised at how it wasn't that packed. It was fairly busy, but
it was pretty packed, especially when the boat race started. The bridge itself was packed.
We missed the start of the ladies' boat race because we were facing the wrong way.
That was when it all kicked off as well.
Yeah, when the yaw got stuck.
Yeah, caught a crab.
Yeah.
Ooh, did it?
Is that a euphemism?
No, and not an actual crab.
Hey, don't you eat it when you're all...
It's a rowing term.
When your oar catches a crab. It's bad times, eh? But no, I think it's worth going down if you're kind of on the fence. Like Ida May
Griffiths, from editor off of the Wandsworth Tonight.
Editor of Wandsworth Tonight. She's lived in Putney for 7 years, never been, because she thought it was too crowded.
It's like a 2-minute walk from her house.
Literally. But no, actually a really nice day. Completely forgot to get my first flake of the year. I was going to get a 99.
Oh, right.
Which isn't 99p anymore.
I know, they're like £2.
Mm-hmm. I was on the South Bank the other day, as you know, doing my job as the metropolitan liberal media elite and getting an ice cream on the South Bank at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, he said that he had the most expensive ice cream in London. And we were like, okay, is that a promotional
What a selling point.
Yeah.
How much was it?
I can't remember, mate.
You don't even notice, do you? Just
don't even notice, just
splashing the cash.
What? No, no, I mean like...
Just
once...
throw coins at the peasant, get some dairy. But yeah, definitely worth going if you've not been before. I think it's worth trying. Are we going next year?
Depends what's happening. Depends if we're still alive.
Yeah, that's true. Depends if we're still here. Who knows what'll happen in the next year. But yeah, really good day. Karina, where's that menu that I gave you? Do you remember the name of the place?
I'll go grab it.
Go and grab the menu, please.
I took a photo of it.
Oh, okay, hang on. We've got a digital copy, Rudd.
Because I want to go. Okay, it is called Churrasco Chicken.
Churrasco Chicken on Battersea High Street.
It's charcoal chicken. Mm-hmm. No, charcoal grilled chicken, Portuguese style.
Very, very good.
That caught our eye as we were wandering the streets of Battersea this evening. We had a little bit of time before the show. So
we'd kind of run out of places in the immediate vicinity of the station. So we had a little wander.
We had a little look, and this place caught our eye. And we thought, you know what, let's try that for secret supper. It's where we go in, and we go in undercover, incognito, try ourselves a meal.
As if we're civilians.
Yeah, as if we're mere mortals. And then
as if we're muggles.
We review the restaurant on our show. So then you guys listening in Wandsworth, if you're nearby, you can try out our recommendations. So, this Churrasco Chicken.
Yes.
The venue, first up. I personally, I thought it was very me. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Don't think it's a date location. But if if you're grabbing chicken with your
bruh,
then it's cool. They had quite loud kind of mid-2000s indie rock.
Yeah, well, no, it started off as mid late, you know, well, mid-2000s indie rock, like the Strokes and stuff. And then they moved on to some, like, heavier rock, and it just totally kind of killed the vibe. Mm. It was a bit weird.
Well, that's quite nice, because for me, like, I was getting quite nostalgic over the music, wasn't I?
Yeah, we were. We were kind of fawning a bit over it the days like... of... the Strokes,
Elbow, the Strokes,
yeah, and we were associating like what band like represents a radio station best.
It was a little bit XFM, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Radio XO. But anyway, back to the food review.
Yes,
it was a little bit like sitting in a shed. Careful, I nearly sitting in a shed. Yes. Everything was very wooden, but. I thought it was a really nice vibe, really nice kind of... You said it could have easily been like a bar.
Yeah, if it kind of extended back a bit, it would have fit a bar very well. Get a bit of chicken and then...
It was... Yeah, I was pretty impressed with the venue. I thought it was very chilled out, nice place to hang out. Mm. I'm going to go 4 out of 5.
I think I'm going to go 4.5, and I think the main down point is it was just a bit too small.
Like, yeah, that was quite small. But we did have the whole joint to ourselves, so...
Yeah. So I'd say 4.5 out of 5, that 0.5 being just the fact that it was a bit small.
The service.
Excellent.
Really good
they
service.
They were really, like, really nice people there.
It was really nice kind of person. Like, maybe
very chatty.
We were the only people there.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, they genuinely seemed like they wanted us there. Yeah. And, like, they were really nice to us. Did forget our waters, but they did apologise profusely.
They were very, very apologetic about forgetting
so sorry,
our waters.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, really, really nice guys. And I'm mega impressed by all the cutlery. Wooden!
Yeah.
Everything that they gave us was recyclable. The menu was made from recyclable paper as well, which I was a massive fan of. So it felt very...
Very eco-friendly.
Yeah. And that was very much the vibe, wasn't it? It felt a little bit just like a shack and everything's kind of...
Yeah, shack. That's a good word.
Very environmentally friendly. So I'm going to get 4.5 for the service.
Yeah,
really good.
4.5 as well.
The price. What do we think? You add half a chicken, rice, and a salad.
Yeah.
How much?
£10.50. Okay. The extra 50 pence for sitting
to
inside.
Sit-in tax.
Yeah.
Seating tax. I had the paneer cheese, which is kind of similar to the halloumi cheese from
Yeah, it was a very
Nando's.
Kind of soft white cheese.
Yeah. And rice. And what's different about this place is they gave you a spice option for your kind of meat or cheese or whatever you had, and then a spice option for the rice.
So rather than like giving you your food and then giving like sauces for you to put on, they would
cook it all in.
Yeah.
So I foolishly went for hot paneer cheese with hot rice. And when they say hot, boy, they mean hot.
They do indeed.
I went for the second top and...
Which is why I made the excellent decision of doing lemon and herb on the rice for super soothiness.
But the food?
A++.
So good!
It was, someone on the leaflet put it very well. He said that it was better than, I'm not sure what the restaurant would be, but it was N-Star NDO's. Mm. So, I mean, I can't...
Wonder which one.
Whatever restaurant he's referring to there, we don't know.
Nando's?
Maybe. Nindo's?
Didn't you used to work at Nando's?
I did.
So you should be like the ultimate comparer, or like your chicken should be on point. Oh, you didn't have chicken though, did you?
No,
so you can't
I'm vegetarian.
Compare it really.
Have I mentioned?
You're not though.
Food, yeah, very good.
So good. Five
a
out
lot
five.
Of food.
5 out of 5.
Very big fortunes. Yeah, I'm gonna.
We're still on price.
Oh right, yeah.
Price. I paid £8 for. Cheese and rice, which was quite steep.
Yeah, for a vegetarian meal, that's quite a bit. A
lot of food. I personally would have paid maybe £6.50, and I think that would have been reasonable. It was a little steep. For price, I'm going 3 out of 5.
I'm going to stick with 4, because I spent only a little bit more. I spent £2 more than you, and I got half a chicken.
Half a chicken.
And a massive, massive portion of rice, and a salad, which you ate.
And we've already talked about the food. 5 out of 5.
Smashed it.
Tritzo chicken, everybody.
Make it your next food destination.
I think, like, the whole idea of this feature was to find a regular place to go to.
Yeah, and kind of it's evolved into us never having a regular place to go to.
But I think that could be our regular place.
Yeah.
If it were a little bit cheaper, if it was £6, I would go
That's
every
single
week.
That's a strong shout, actually. If they were listening, they'd heed this call.
Yeah. But yeah, very, very good. I think we're going to end the show now. I've not seen Jack and Will, but... If they don't turn up, we'll stay on. If not, Jack and Will are up next, everybody. Has it aged well? No, McElroy's Downtown has not aged well. 67% take it down, 33% take me to town.
That's it. Nice, nice, oh, God, I've forgotten the word. Poll.
Good poll. Jesus. And really quickly, Christ. I'm going to take you off guard. We're Rotten Takes Over! Yeah! It's time for When Rudd Takes Over. We're going to end the show with your choice this week. What you got for us, Rudd?
California Babylon by The Transplants. This was on Tony Hawk's Underground from 2003. It was
when you were born.
Yes, it was like one of the first video games that I properly loved, and I kind of loved this song off of it as well.
Thanks for listening, folks. Jack and Will are up next. Maybe if not, we're staying on. Bye.
Bye.